This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What's better than the speed and reliability of Fios home internet? Getting a $200 Verizon gift card on us when you switch to a Fios 1 gig plan, which includes a 5-year price guarantee. So head to your local Verizon store at 109 North Avenue West for details on this limited time offer. Offer ends 2/19/25. Must maintain Fios service in good standing for 65 days and register for gift card per offer terms. One offer per eligible Verizon account. See store for details.
And the Plastic Man, as we call him, is also known as Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. And, Ryan, you saw where they extended the alligator season to December 31st. That's going to be a first. You can hunt ducks and alligators on the same day. How about that?
Well, I was at the meeting, and they figure that all the alligators will be caught the first 2 or 3 weeks like always.
Right.
And that'll give the guys that guide them a little more time to fill out trips, so it won't be bad. You know, I don't think everybody's going to be out there. And plus, if you got tags left and you're out there duck hunting and you got a giant alligator you need to get rid of, you can. So, you know, we have a population explosion in alligators. I mean, we have, what, 3 times more than Florida. I mean, yeah. Florida, they're eating people, so we got to take care of them.
Overpopulation. Well, were you successful in getting your message heard about, you know, working the seasons on a coastal zone because of the tides?
Yes, I was. I got up and talked to them, and they're going to do it, but they can't do anything till next year. But in 2 weeks, this is very important for everybody, in 2 weeks they're going to put out a survey and get the opinion of the people. So everyone from the Atchafalaya all the way to Venice need to make sure that they fill that out and say, yeah, we definitely need a tidal zones to where, you know, because we only got to hunt 5 days with water between Christmas and the 31st of January, the way it was set up, because it's set up for the people in North Louisiana. So if we get a tidal zone, we can have, you know, come straight through while we have water, then close it down. You know, that last weekend around Christmas, they got a week with no tide, and then open it up that one last week when we have tide in January and be done. Then we can go do whatever we got to do, but at least we'll be hunting with water and with ducks.
So they took no official action at the meeting, but they're going to do a survey, and based on the results of the survey will lead to their next move, if there is any, correct?
Well, they can't do anything until next year because it's got a 5-year increment. So next year we can make the decision and make this process happen. So we got one more year of bad hunting in negative tides, and then after that we ought to be able to get out of it.
Well, you and I have always said it's ridiculous to have Shreveport and Burris and Venice on the same wavelength as far as season dates. So if people want to do that, who should they contact and what should they tell them? That they're interested in creating a tidal zone or a coastal zone and
Well, I think when the survey comes out on the internet next week or 2 weeks from now, I think it's important then to fill out the survey, and that'll take care of it. Because, you know, Kevin Segura said, you know, we're aware of the problem already, you know, because I talked to him last year as well. But we can't do anything until the 5-year increment is over. So next year, you know, if they get enough people to get back to him, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's taken away from our chance to kill ducks. And I tell them, again, if we get an event like we had this year on a negative tide and people out there hunting, it can be life-threatening.
It's dangerous,
at least, you know.
Yeah. It's downright dangerous for sure. Well, if people don't get a survey, which I'm sure they're going to use the duck stamp and the waterfowl, you know, license holders to send those out, the request by email. But if you don't, then you need to contact the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and express your opinion to have it heard. So how'd the warm-up affect the fishing down there?
Yeah, I imagine it'll be on their page, too.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah. The trout are here, they're biting, and the reds on the other side are really good. There must be 1,000 dead redfish back in Yellicott area. Mm. All good fish, too, the 25 and up to bulls. You know, the big fish got hammered the most, which I thought was really weird. But, you know, even in the deeper canals, they got hammered. So, I don't know. Luke caught trout yesterday. I'm going to go today. In fact, me and Luke are probably going to go out after the fog and try to catch some more trout and check them out in different spots and see how they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't get a big trout kill here. Further to the west, there was a big trout kill. And there's a video going on Chandelier Island that will make you get nauseous. I mean, there's tons and tons of giant trout just dead in that crystal clear water. Just the whole bottom is just silver.
Hmm. Well, hopefully.
The guys took five fish that weighed 30 pounds out of it.
Oh, gee. Yeah, well.
That's enough to make you sick, huh?
Yeah, to lose those big mamas, those big sow trout like that.
I hope Brett can
be painful.
But like that, too. But that was from Chandelier, that video.
Yeah. Well, of course, sometimes those fish get congregated due to the tidal movements, and they could come from a wider range of areas and then just, you know, look like it all happened right in that spot, too. Those fish kills are very tricky things to gauge and to measure.
Oh, yeah,
because so bears watching,
you know, it could have just pushed them all up in that one spot, you know, just the currents, too, but still, it's a lot of fish.
Yeah. All right, so what else is happening in the world of Cajun fishing adventures?
I think we just booking trips and getting things. We're changing all the oil and all the mud motors for the duck season next year, getting them all ready, clean them up, and put wraps on those engines and get ready for that. And we'll do that today. And then working on a few things and trying to fish. But we're booking like crazy, so it'll be a good year.
Yeah, well, that's great.
A lot of big trips, a lot of corporate trips. So, you know, we can hold 35 people. So, you know, those corporate guys can get in here with all their people, and it'll be fun. Well, I'm going to train Tori how to fly fish. We'll start that next week. I got one more trip to Noliasi on Thursday. I'm going down and do some quail and duck hunting, and that'll be my season unless I go to Missouri with the migrant shells. They want me to come try out some new shells on some geese. I said, okay.
Oh, what a tough job, huh? Somebody's got to do it, though, you know?
I said, if you want me to, I'll do it.
Well, the good thing is that iPhone travels with you. Give them that phone number if somebody's got any questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just 504-559-5111. And just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check it all out. So,
all righty. Wait the fog out and enjoy the warm weather, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Will do, buddy.
Okay, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Great website, by the way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $199 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SM809245. MSRP 26940 ends 2/28/25.